With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Four alleged members of an extremist anti-government group suspected of planning coordinated bombing attacks in Southern California have now been arrested. They are members of an offshoot of a group called the Turtle Island Liberation Front and were plotting to set off a series of bombings on New Year's Eve targeting ICE agents. FBI's Akil Davis.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies. These bombs were to blow up at the same time on midnight this New Year's Eve.
President Trump telling reporters since his crackdown on Venezuelan vessels loaded with drugs on their way to America, drug trafficking has decreased tremendously.
I have to say the drugs coming in by sea are down 94%, and we're trying to figure out who the other 6% are.
The president says the United States military is working hard to dismantle the flow of illegal drugs.
They're trying to drug out our country, and we're reversing it rapidly, actually. But with the help of our great service members, we've stopped the invasion in its tracks, and we're dismantling the cartels very rapidly.
So Washington, D.C. did not have a crime problem and did not need the National Guard on the streets, right? Think again. A congressional committee report says the police chief in D.C. pressured her subordinates to manipulate department data in order to artificially lower the city's crime rates. Associated Press releasing its All-America team featuring four players from Ohio State. The big ones, well, Caleb Downs of Ohio State and Fernando Mendoza of Indiana. This is SRN News. Christianity losing its grip on a lot of young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy embraced by 1% of adults, but a heightened online profile leading to two waves of converts since the pandemic. Preliminary data suggesting the influx of converts is far more diverse. This is SRN News. Volkswagen making a big move in China.
VW is investing $3.5 billion in a research and development center in central China, marking a shift from its previous strategy of making cars in China that were developed overseas. The company is now creating vehicles specifically for Chinese drivers designed in China. Audi, part of Volkswagen, has already launched a new brand in China, hoping to catch up with local competitors, including BYD. Rich Thomason reporting.
France creating a last-minute hurdle for a major trade deal between the European Union and Mercosur bloc. Now, European farmers are protesting in Brussels, fearing competition from the deal. Negotiators thought they would finalize it this year. Now, the agreement would gradually remove duties on nearly all goods traded between the two over a 15-year period. More details, srnnews.com.